nowhere. Nowhere. It's not a sad song. We'll prove them wrong someday. Have I done for no one? But I love you, you deserve better. I want to cut their tether from you. Well, danger of going straight, we'll find a way. Thank you. We put that little jam rock session there together at the end for the folk festivals this summer. Picture yourself a hippie mom flowing, doing the hippie mom dance. I'd like to send this whole set out to my friend Will, who was an usher here for a long time and used to get me into shows. When he was an usher here, Gordon Lightfoot played here. It was kind of his big comeback series here for a week. And I think it's a thing here. If you're an usher, the ushers may be able to back me up on this. You're not supposed to look the artists in the eye, or like, you know, artists of that, maybe of that stature, in the eye backstage. And Will, while he was here, and Gordon Lightfoot was coming, he kind of worked up, like I was living with him at the time, and he just worked up to it for a week. He was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to look him in the eye. And so backstage, I think on the last night of that series, Will was heading down one of the backstage halls. Gordon Lightfoot was coming down the other way. And Will just looked at him, gave him one of those, got one of those back, and he talked about it for years. Said it was totally worth it. I think he got a scolding backstage, but he said it was totally worth it. What would you learn me but the conditions of? Things I love. What I need, I carry with me. So whatever comes, oh keeper, if you know me, you know my will is strong enough.
Thank you. There's that hippie jam again. We lifted that one right from the dead. Over there, that's Aaron Goldstein on the pedal steel. This is Anna Ruddick on the upright bass. Nathan Lohr on drums. Rich Burnett on lap steel guitar. Tom Hamerton on piano. They're the providers. We're all providers. This is our last song. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you to Kurta Pirat very much. My name is Bri Webb.
Love.
Thank you, Rhythm Constantine. Awful nice to be here. Happy you all came tonight. Thank you. You're standing. Thank you for standing.
The street said, oh, I'm on to you. The night said, oh, I'm on to you. The city said, oh, I'm on to you.
time, anytime, it's alright. Time, anytime, it's alright. Nighttime, anytime, it's alright. Sister! Thank you, everybody. Thank you to everybody here at Massey Hall. This is just a ridiculous dream come true for the Constantines. Thank you again.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.
Oh, what a sweet, sweet hour of music this will be. Hey, it's Gunner, and you listen to Steel City Music, of course, on The Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Also, if you want to do an interview, that sort of stuff, hit me up on an email at steelcitymusic.ca. You can contact me there. You can also find all the podcasts and all the other fun interviews that I've been doing over this last 2 or 3 years. I don't know. Since we started doing the podcast again, and now the radio show and all the other fun stuff. Also follow us on Instagram at SCMGram. You can find us on Twitter as well, Steel City Music. And on Facebook, we have a Facebook page and group, that sort of thing. Krungbin. Very cool band. They did a song with Leon Bridges a little while ago. Actually, more than a little while ago. It was a couple years back. And I listened to that, and I was just like, just hooked. So, fell down the music well, of course, listening to their music and going through some of their different albums. And it's just this sort of like light groove funk with these other like great subtleties to their music that I really do enjoy. I don't know of too many other people around me in my groups, my social groups that actually listen to the band, though I did read once that my friend Kareem Mosna and also Brian Webb over the radio station were turned on to this band as well. So I'm going to play the full Mordecai album, the one that they have out this year for 2020. And, you know, I'm also a sucker for an interview. I just enjoy listening to interviews on the radio. I think that might be my thing at this point in my life, listening to people talk about music and why they got into it, or arts or anything really. There's this really cool station out of Seattle, Washington, and I've spoken about it before on the air, KEXP Seattle. Wonderful, great place to listen to music, and to me in America, they're one of a strong voice in reason, and they're out of Seattle, you know, which people in Seattle don't take no crap from anyone. You know, they're gonna protest and go all the way with it. But it's just this great campus station. And they're huge, and they're the ones that keep music alive for me when I go and I tune into radio, that sort of thing. So anyway, I mean, there's a lot of great stations here in Canada, but for some reason, I like to always tune into them once in a while. So I pulled an interview from KEXP on Krungbin, and we're going to start off the set of music with them. And here's the interview with Cheryl Walters, and then we'll go into Mordecai, the Mordecai album. So here's Krungbin for you on Steel City Music.
Krungbin live in the KEXP studios, playing tonight at Numo's, a new album, Con Todo el Mundo.
Thank you.
Krungbin live here in the KEXP studios, sounding amazing. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
We've had a lot of excitement from our listeners leading up to the in-studio session, knowing that you were coming. So many people have had a chance to see you and have fallen in love with you. And you've toured quite a bit over the last few years. You spend a lot of time on the road, it sounds like.
Yeah, nonstop.
Yeah. You all say that with smiles on your faces. You incorporate so many different styles of music from so many different countries and eras. Have you had a chance to travel to a lot of the places whose music has influenced you?
We got lucky at the end of last year. We played a couple festivals, one in Thailand, one in India. So we got to kind of go around and go record shopping and reconnect.
Tell me how this group came together. You know, how long have you known each other, and how long has this, or have you played? You've played together in other groups as well. Can you give me just a little background?
Yeah.
So, I met DJ when we both played at church in Houston, Texas, in around 2004, 2005, something like that. We played there for like 10 years or so. I met Laura Lee through a mutual friend of mine. And she came by the house one day, and I was watching this documentary, and she was studying Near Eastern art. And so we connected on that, and then she started crashing me and DJ's post-rehearsal burger sessions at Rudyard's in Houston, Texas, and she never left. So we hung out together and had, you know, a meal pretty much every week for maybe 2-3 years before we ever actually started playing in a band together.
Wow, that, and actually there's a very sweet story that, if it's true, you can't believe everything you read, but how the title of your last album came about.
The Universe Smiles Upon.
Yeah, can you tell that?
when I met Mark that day, he was watching a documentary on Afghani music, and it just blew my mind that anybody was watching something that was so similar to what I was interested in at the time. And he gave me a book. And that was sort of the only thing I had of his. And I found him on MySpace and sent him my number and was like, let's hang out. And I got a text from him weeks later, from an unknown number. And the text just read, "The universe smiles upon you." So that's that. It's become like the mantra of our band.
And I don't know if this is the story growing bigger into mythology, but in the article I read, it said that he didn't sign it, but you knew that it was him.
Oh, yeah. I knew exactly who it was.
It's like kismet. It was meant to be. Well, how did the music start coming together then with the three of you?
Mark and Laura started going down to the barn and just kind of jamming. And one Tuesday night at our, you know, burger hang, they were like, hey, we're going to start a band. I'm gonna play drums, and I'm like, yeah, I hadn't played drums in a while. That's cool. So we linked up, and I started going down to the barn with him and practicing, and then we eventually ended up recording.
Now, DJ, I know that you're a producer of hip hop, and obviously, I've been reading up on you guys in an article. Mm-hmm. You said if it's a hip hop band in Houston, I've worked with them.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you put your fingers in a lot of things. Do you, with all this touring, do you still find time to work on other projects and work with other local musicians?
I do. It's a lot of remote stuff from laptops when I'm on the road and on the bus, but it gets done. Yeah.
Sounds like you're very, very busy. It sounds like, Mark, that you were playing drums at first and then you...
I was. And I wanted to play drums. I never get to play drums. That was the instrument I always wanted to play when I was a kid, and but I couldn't afford it.
And did Laura talk you into playing the guitar?
She did.
I mean, who else is going to play guitar like Mark?
It is a wonderful sound in the band. I mean, you're mostly instrumental. You do have some vocals in your songs, but I feel like your guitar is the vocalist. If there's a name for the guitar, then you can list that as vocalist on your albums because you have a very beautiful lyrical style.
Thank you.
How does that evolve for this band and the project that you all are, you know, the music you want to make together?
I think it was a matter of, like, economy of musicians. We only had three people. Didn't want to do any overdubs. So you can either play chords or you can play, you know, a melody. And since her bass lines are super melodic, basically it starts off with her and drums. And then I kind of just come in and ornament the chord progression that's being outlined by what she plays. And so I just play a melody against that. And if I can work in a couple chords here and there, I will. But for the most part, it's just playing a melody against it.
It sounds incredible. And again, love the album. Con Todo el Mundo is the latest release from Krungbin. And you stay very, very busy. I know you have a weekly online radio show. Can you talk a little bit about that and the format that takes and how you find all that wonderful music?
Yeah, we haven't done it in a little while just because tour has been keeping us so busy. But when we can, we try to do on Fridays an hour of it's called Air Krung. And it's our DJ set where Mark and I use Facebook Live as a means to sort of hang out with everyone and listen to records we like. And we're buying records everywhere. I mean, while we haven't been doing the DJ show, we've been collecting for a monster DJ show at some point.
Yeah.
Every city we go in, if we can pick up records, we do. And each week we try to focus on a country or a city and play music from that location. So they're like Air Krung flight to Istanbul, and yeah, we'll feature music from there.
Well, it's an incredible resource for discovery, and if you've been building up all that new music, I can't wait to hear the next edition.
Thank you.
Krungbin's live here in the KEXP studios. Tonight they're playing at Numos here in Seattle, and a couple more songs?
Yeah.